Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry takes first base on ball four. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Pappas moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pappas tags and scores. Brandt tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile throws to second for 1, and Hansen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lump moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Herzog moves to second. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Carey reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Carey moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pappas bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brandt for the out. Breeding moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Heft catches it and throws to first to double up Herzog. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Billy Heft. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.